is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider for TechStrong TV, and today we're talking about electric vehicles. They've certainly become increasingly popular as a means of transportation. With battery technology being the driving force behind the success of EVs, well, it's a critical area of focus for innovators and experts alike. Today I'm joined by two executives from the CoreTech Group, CEO Matt Kappers and VP of Partnership and Innovation Michelle Tokars, to discuss the exciting innovations happening in the EV battery industry. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bonnie. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Well, Matt, can you tell us a little more about the CoreTech Group and its mission in the EV battery industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for this opportunity. The CoreTech Group, our team, we're experts in engineering silicon, and we're using our expertise to develop a silicon anode for the EV battery market. We call it the Endurion. It's the Endurion battery. Silicon has some really unique properties that Michelle will speak to. With battery technology, the emphasis recently has been on battery chemistry. I was in a conference over the fall at the Automotive News Conference in Nashville, and all the major automakers were there, and battery chemistry was the resounding theme throughout the conference. And I thought maybe, Michelle, would you mind saying a little bit about the properties of silicon?
Yeah, so people have known about silicon for a while, and silicon, if you know EVs, you know the main battery is a lithium ion battery. Yes. And so the ability to hold lithium ions is what's important to the battery performance. Silicon can hold 10 times the amount of lithium as current graphite anodes, and yet silicon still, for the most part, is not found very readily in most lithium ion batteries. So we're hoping to make our unique silicon form that allows you to increase the performance of the battery.
Can you talk, Michelle, a little bit more about that technology and how you're looking to advance it within the industry?
Yeah, so it comes down to energy density, charge time, and cycle life. Those are the three main components people want in their vehicles. So we are using a proprietary silicon-based anode with a modification of the surface. So the way the lithium ions interact with the nanoparticles is what contributes to the energy density, the charge time, and the cycle life. That's what we're hoping to affect.
Yeah, and Bonnie, the EV industry, what Michelle's speaking to, with energy density, what that means is how far the EV can travel, the range. Mm-hmm. So if you can increase energy density, instead of going a 300 mile range, if you can get a 450 mile range, that's a game changer for the EV industry.
And that's such a great point.
And along the same lines, it also could potentially make the battery lighter, and weight is a big factor with EVs. And then,
yeah, I was just going to ask you for the driver. That's something I think you're bringing home to a lot of people that have electric vehicles. They want to know how far they can go, how long the battery lasts. So can you explain a little bit more how that might affect an everyday driver with these potential changes in their battery life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just the whole idea of being able to go on a trip, being able to go on a 400 mile trip versus a 200 mile trip without having to stop to charge. And one of the other advantages with silicon is it could potentially enable the battery to charge faster. So, the government just passed the big infrastructure bill about adding charging stations. Well, if you can charge your battery a little faster, that's going to open up more charging stations. So it's a
good point.
The silicon is really the next frontier in battery development.
If I can say another thing about range, until the charging infrastructure gets a little bit more developed, being assured that you could drive farther is going to help that situation.
That's true. And also, as you both mentioned, the shorter time actually to sit there and be charging, that's also another game changer. Michelle, I want to take a deeper dive into the minerals that are, this is something that's talked a lot about with how do we supply battery power and how do we do it sustainably. Minerals that are abundant in some parts of the world are not abundant in others. Can you talk more about that and kind of the, just give some folks a background on what goes into figuring out what works and what doesn't with electric vehicles when it comes to batteries?
Well, and something Matt mentioned in the very, very beginning is a lot of people are looking at the battery chemistry. There's the architecture, there's the physical structure, but the actual chemistry is what's involved in making a battery that performs better. And the chemistry, we're mainly talking about the electrodes, so the anode and the cathode. And it's simply a matter of what are the electrodes made of. Most cathodes are made of some combination of lithium, nickel, manganese, cobalt, iron, all available in the Earth's crust. Anodes are mainly made of graphite. We're adding small amounts of silicon. So those are the key minerals, but I will say to your question about availability of minerals, it's kind of a mining question and kind of an early, more upstream, but I mean, you had some ideas about it too.
That's a little further upstream or downstream in the supply chain. But so far we haven't had any problems with that.
That's interesting. And Matt, when you're doing this entire process to create something that's for sustainability, how do you do that while also being sustainable? Can you talk about some of the implementations that your company is doing to keep the process as sustainable as possible?
Sure. And we're working at a very small level. We call it the nanoparticle level. But we use a lot of reagents and solvents, and it's important to use eco-friendly solvents because you can take some shortcuts, but if you use some really dangerous substances, you have to be very careful. But I think in general, Bonnie, if you take a step back, the advancements in battery will lead to a more adoption of electric vehicles and electrification in general, which will help decarbonize the planet. So that's more our mission, is to create a better battery and increase adoption of electric vehicles.
And Bonnie, you had mentioned, the driver experience. If you can be assured of being able to recharge your battery in the same 5 or 10 minutes that it takes people to fill up their gas tank right now, that's what's going to further EV adoption and will further electrification.
That's a great point. And Matt, in terms of the EV industry in general, where do you think that your solution fits in? And where do you feel the future is moving towards with this greater demand? As you mentioned, some of the new legislation that's giving more opportunities for EVs. And I think more people are definitely moving in that direction. But where do you see your solution fitting into the present situation and moving forward?
Yeah, I think the next step for the CoreTech Group and the Endurion Battery is to partner with a major automotive company or a major battery company. At that point they can propel us up into the next level. For currently we're just working on the anode, which is one of three or four parts of a battery. But that's frankly the area that we think we can deliver the greatest performance. So that's the next step in the evolution of our company.
It's really fascinating. How long have you been working on this process for both of you? Is this something that's a personal passion of yours in terms of sustainability and creating these new innovations in that area?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And Bonnie, one thing that, we're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and, next to University of Michigan. And that the whole environment here is really incredible about supporting the environmental and the clean tech, I guess, is the buzzword now, the clean tech industry. And then we're also very fortunate to be right down the road from Detroit, which is, the epicenter of automotive development. Yeah.
And what about you, Michelle?
Yeah, well, the Endurion project is about a year old. We've been working on it. And yeah, this is one of the ideal places in the area to be working on innovations in general. Another thing, Matt didn't mention was University of Michigan is in our backyard. We just spent a week at their battery lab using their equipment and their expertise. So it's an exciting time to be in batteries. There's a lot going on.
Well, it sounds like you're both in the right place at the right time.
And Bonnie, we're really proud of our team. We've got a really brilliant group of research scientists that have have deep silicon and battery experience. So it's really fun to bring them all together and make something really, really cool and innovative.
Well, thank you both. It's been a very interesting conversation with Matt Kappers and Michelle Tokars, both of the CoreTech Group, learning more about chemistry and EV batteries and innovations in that area. Really appreciate your time today here on TechStrong TV. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
All right. Well, have a great day. We're going to be right back with more. Stay with us.